Democrat Nick Mattiello became an accidental Speaker of the House in a familiar Rhode Island manner. The former Speaker, Gordon Fox, flamed out in a corruption scandal. Fox is now serving prison time for looting his campaign fund and taking a bribe. Fox was the epitome of an East Side Providence liberal. He was Rhode Island's first openly gay and African-American House Speaker. One of his major accomplishments was braving a tough joust with the Catholic Church to usher in the state's same-sex marriage law. One lawmaker who supported this effort was Fox's top lieutenant, then Majority Leader Mattiello. He gave an impassioned speech, which wasn't all that popular with the Italian-American voters in his suburban Cranston district. A practicing Catholic, Mattiello was stripped of his position as a lector in his parish because of his support for gay marriage. Mattiello cuts a familiar figure in his district of Western Cranston. These neighborhoods in the 2012 presidential election barely went for Democrat Barack Obama over Republican Mitt Romney. As is the case with about 40% of his constituents, he's Italian-American. Married with two grown children, he was raised here, attended local public schools and LaSalle Academy. He coached Little League and was a church leader until his gay marriage vote. As Speaker, Mattiello is proud of ruling from what he calls the middle of the road. A pro-business approach has led him to support an array of tax cuts, including reductions in corporate and estate taxes and taxes on retirement benefits. He's now proposing to phase out the nettlesome car tax. Mattiello's taken hits from the left and right. Democratic liberals don't like his opposition to legal abortion and support for gun rights. Republicans give him verbal spankings for supporting Governor Gina Raimondo's truck tolling plan and for statehouse chicanery, including an ethics scandal surrounding his hand-picked House Finance Chairman Ray Gallison. Challenging Mattiello is GOP candidate Steve Frias, a Brown-educated lawyer and longtime party activist. Frias ran two losing campaigns for state senate when he lived in Providence. Republican State Chairman Brandon Bell says the GOP is working diligently to elect Frias, advancing him as an outsider untainted by statehouse shenanigans, a Mr. Smith goes to Smith Hill narrative. The campaign's gotten chippy of late as both sides churn up negative attacks. Mattiello's camp has derided the claim that Frias is a fresh face, citing his long history of Republican Party loyalty and his job as a state lawyer during Governor Don Carcieri's administration. The GOP is wagering that voters want change. Republican Chairman Bell points to the primary defeat of Democratic Majority Leader John DeSimone of Providence last month and the March presidential primary victories of anti-establishment candidates Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. Those who make their livings in state politics say the election looks close. One question voters will have to consider is whether to dethrone a speaker who steers patronage and grants to the district. That was an argument Gordon Fox used in his last election victory in 2012. Voters soon had buyer's remorse. The other element is whether voters think Mattiello's gone uptown on them, forgetting local concerns while working the levers of statehouse power. This race will be a referendum on whether Mattiello has followed Tip O'Neill's all politics is local dictum. If not, Frias will be basking in the election night smiles of a Republican Party that may not have much else to cheer about.